A microscopic view of anthrax. Then, text on screen. Anthrax surface sampling. How to sample with macro foam swab on non-porous surfaces.
This video will demonstrate how to use a macro foam swab to sample for Bacillus anthracis or anthrax. The sampling procedures demonstrated in this video should be used only on smooth, non-porous surfaces such as stainless steel, painted wallboard, floor tile, or wood laminate on areas up to 4 square inches. You should collect samples as part of a sampling plan and follow a health and safety plan to protect yourself.
Emergency response resources. Surface sampling procedures for Bacillus anthracis spores from smooth, non-porous surfaces. Revised April 26, 2012. General. These sampling procedures were prepared by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, to provide standardized methods for industrial hygienists, or other trained samplers under the direction of sampling experts, to use when sampling for Bacillus anthracis, B. anthracis, spores. These procedures supersede previous CDC procedures for collecting environmental samples for B. anthracis, including comprehensive procedures for collecting environmental samples for culturing Bacillus anthracis, which were developed during the 2001 anthrax terrorist events. As stated in that guidance, CDC planned to update the guidance as new information becomes available. In particular, one major change is the recent efforts by CDC to validate methods for the laboratory processing and analysis of B. anthracis spores. Macro foam swab procedure. Swab materials. 1. Gloves, nitrile. 2. Ruler, disposable, and masking tape. Or, sample template, disposable, sample area size 4 square inches. Or, 26 square centimeters. 3. Macro foam swab, sterile, 3/16 inch thick medical grade polyurethane foam head, 100 pores per inch, thermally bonded to a polypropylene stick, such as the sterile foam-tipped applicators scored with thumb stop. Puritan, Guilford, Maine, catalog number 25-1607, 1 PF, SC or equivalent. 4. General neutralizing buffer that will inactivate halogen disinfectants and quaternary ammonium compounds, 10 milliliter, sterile, such as the neutralizing buffer. Hardy Diagnostics, Santa Maria, California, catalog number K105 or equivalent. 5. Screw cap centrifuge tubes, sterile, 15 milliliter. Such as 15 milliliter high clarity polypropylene conical centrifuge tube, Becton Dickinson, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, catalog number 352097 or equivalent. 6. Sample labels. Or, permanent marker. 7. Resealable plastic bag, 1 quart or smaller. 8. Resealable plastic bag, 1 gallon or larger.
Directions on how to collect samples and specifications for sampling supplies are available on the NIOSH website.
www.cdc.gov/nioh/topics/anthrax/sampling.html. A live-action demonstration by two people in full hazmat suits follows. The camera pans over materials on a tabletop which are identified by the narrator. Then, back to the sampler on the left side of the screen and the assistant on the right.
Before sampling with a macro foam swab, the sampler and the assistant will each need a pair of new gloves, a 2-inch by 2-inch disposable template or a disposable ruler, tape, a macro foam swab, buffer solution, a screw cap tube, paraffin film, a resealable plastic bag, and a permanent marker. Before you start, identify the sampler and the assistant. To minimize the potential for contamination, you should not change roles while collecting samples. The assistant will handle all the supplies, never touching contaminated surfaces. The sampler will only touch the supplies as the assistant hands them over.
Step 1.
The sampler and the assistant start by putting on new, clean gloves. These gloves go on top of your normal personal protective equipment to prevent contamination of the sample. While in the contaminated area, you should keep your supplies on clean surfaces. This can be done by working from 5-gallon buckets or off clean, disposable towels that you bring in with you. We will now demonstrate and explain how to collect a sample. The sampler places a 2-inch by 2-inch template over the area to be sampled, or the sampler can measure out an area no larger than 4 square inches.
Step 2.
The assistant opens the swab package without touching the swab or its handle. The sampler removes the swab by grasping only the swab handle above the thumb stop. If the swab is not pre-moistened, the sampler moistens it by dipping the swab into a container of buffer solution. The assistant opens and holds the container of solution for the sampler. The sampler presses the swab against the inside of the container to remove excess solution. After the swab is dipped in the solution, throw away the unused solution and container. Do not reuse the solution and container. The sampler will make 3 passes over the surface to be sampled, using gentle but firm pressure to ensure direct contact. These passes will be done in a horizontal, vertical, and diagonal direction to cover the entire surface to be sampled.
Step 3.
The sampler places the side of the swab flat on the surface for the first pass. Then, use horizontal strokes in an overlapping S pattern to cover the entire surface.
Step 4.
In the second pass, the sampler rotates the swab to a clean side, places the side of the swab on the surface, and covers the area with vertical S strokes. These strokes are at a 90-degree angle to the first ones.
Step 5.
In the third pass, the sampler rotates the swab to a clean side, places the side of the swab on the surface, and covers the area with diagonal S strokes. These strokes will be at a 45-degree angle to the first ones.
Step 6.
After the area has been covered 3 times, the sampler places the swab into a screw cap tube so the sampler can break off the head of the swab by bending the handle at the score. The sampler should not touch the tube or insert the handle of the swab beyond the thumb stop. The assistant caps and labels the tube with a unique identifier, the sample location, the initials of the sampler, and the date and time the sample was collected. The assistant then wraps the tube with paraffin film to prevent leakage during shipment.
Step 7.
The assistant places the sample into a resealable plastic bag, removes any excessive air, seals, and labels the bag with the same information as on the tube. The assistant should check that the bag is watertight. After sampling, the template should be left in place.
Step 8.
The sampler and assistant remove their outer pair of gloves and discard them. When collecting the next sample, use a new template and new clean pair of gloves. For more resources, visit the NIOSH Anthrax topic page.
www.cdc.gov/NIOSH/topics/anthrax/. Anthrax surface sampling. How to sample with macrofoam swab on non-porous surfaces. www.cdc.gov. 800 CDC info. CDC 24/7. Saving lives. Protecting people. This video was produced by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, NIOSH, delivering on the nation's promise, safety and health at work for all people through research and prevention. www.cdc.gov/NIOSH